Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today I want to talk about spiritual warfare. What on earth is going on? That's the question that I basically shouted to myself in reaction to a serious setback. You know, I was a relatively young Christian and was attempting to put together a video training course for Sunday school teachers. And you know, nothing went smoothly. Recording sessions were unexpectedly postponed. Key people didn't show up. Equipment didn't work. People who were supposed to deliver on time didn't. Vendors didn't meet their deadlines. It was one unexpected setback after another. I grew frustrated and eventually shouted my frustration out. What is going on here? Now, the answer to that question was a principle that I have since witnessed and experienced over and over again. In my life, whenever I was starting something that had the potential to be a force for the kingdom, you know, some effort that was designed to push forward the kingdom, I'd experienced a literal deluge of setbacks. Committed people would back out of their commitment. There'd be unexpected costs. Software wouldn't work. Computers would malfunction. Family would have health issues. You know, it just seemed like it was almost impossible to get the project done. And along with that sort of series of little irritations and setbacks, along with that was this internal sense of fear and dread and guilt. I would doubt my ability to get the thing done. I'd question the purpose of the project. I'd feel unworthy. I'd feel unable to finish it. And that event, that sequence of events has happened so frequently that I now expect it. Now, on the other hand, when I was starting a new thing that had little spiritual impact, you know, like a new sales territory, or onboarding a new salesperson or developing a new product and so on, things would go relatively smoothly and according to plan. What was it that caused so much difficulty for the kingdom efforts? And was it just me? Or is this a principle that impacts all Christian business people? Well, you know, that's a great question. And I've come to understand that there is a force at work that is predictable and that it serves to harass Christian business efforts, and the force is known as spiritual warfare. Now, that's the concept that Satan is real. Number one, he has hatred for anything related to Jesus Christ. Number two, will use whatever he can to throw obstacles and hindrances in the way of any effort designed to further God's kingdom. So, being a Christian business person almost guarantees that your path will be strewn with obstacles designed to cause you to stumble and lose focus, especially when you're trying to bring God into your business, when you're trying to operate your business by Christian business principles, when you're trying to turn it into a biblical business, when you're trying to have an impact for the kingdom through your business. That's when I'm going to predict that's when you will have all sorts of issues. Now, that's called spiritual warfare. And again, if you're a Christian business person, that almost guarantees that your path will be strewn with obstacles designed to cause you to stumble and lose focus. Now, when I came to understand that principle for my own life, I came to understand that the Bible clearly teaches it. In 1 Peter 5:8, for example, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That's 1 Peter 5:8. And then on the other hand, I have told you these things. I'm reading now John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Oz Hillman wrote this, and I'm going to quote from Oz, "It is a spiritual principle of which we speak. When the Israelites crossed the Jordan before they entered the Promised Land, they fought only two battles. Then, after they entered the Promised Land, They fought 39 battles. The way of the cross is not paved with lilies, it's paved with grace. When we seek to honor God in our business life, we will expect opposition from the spiritual forces of this world. Well, as Christians, you know, we walk around with a spiritual target on our backs. The dark spiritual forces will seek to hinder our efforts, divert our focus, and dissuade us from continuing. Now, I found this to be particularly true from my experience at the beginning of a new effort. It's as if Satan understands the potential significance, you know, this potential impact of your effort, and tries to knock it off course before there's a chance to gain power. You'll recall that Christ spent 40 days in prayer and fasting and had to deal with Satan's temptations at the very beginning of his ministry. Remember that? So, you know, this is not a new phenomena. It's an age-old strategy of the Prince of Darkness. So if you're getting frustrated and thinking that things continue to misfire, understand that it is the battlefield on which we Christian business people fight. Hang in there. The solution is powerful and perfect. Bring everything to Christ. Expect His grace and power to prevail and forge ahead. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.